Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers out there, our men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers rolling along. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Aha! Aha!
I hear them.
They're on the porch. Aha! Yeah. Okay, guys. Thank you. All right, there you go. See, that was easy. All right, I just turned them off the way I turned them on. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had a baseball game in Washington, D.C. The Washington Nationals were playing, and the game was abruptly halted because of gunshots outside I believe it was the first base gate, not the main gate, as was earlier reported. But you take it from there.
I think some of the reports said it was along the third base gate.
Well, it started out, it was the main gate.
Right. Well, it involved evidently two vehicles outside of the stadium. At no time was there any kind of shooting or threat within the stadium itself during the game. This took place outside. Mm-hmm. Evidently, two vehicles were involved. One vehicle came up upon another and opened fire. Two of the people that were wounded evidently were associated with that vehicle and went to the hospital later on. Another person who came out of the stadium or that area at that time, who was attending the game evidently, they also ended up being wounded by gunfire, we understand. And so that's the genesis of what happened. But what happened after that, Captain, of course, was also very troubling, and that is a lot of the video that we've seen of people running through the stadium looking for cover, and in some cases, ball players taking fans down into the dugouts with them in order to what they believe at that time, get them out of harm's way.
I watched the Washington Nationals bullpen clear out. Everybody ran into the dugout, and they were just grabbing people as they were jumping over the side, the fence, right there by the bleacher section to come in and get into the ballpark. I watched a lot of that going on. But the main thing here is they had a panic.
Right.
And they had a panic for a couple reasons. Number one, there was an Uber vehicle involved that was shot at. That's how this started. Somebody started corking off at an Uber vehicle because of somebody apparently was getting in or getting out of it.
Right, and one of those vehicles continues to remain at large at this time tonight. Yes.
Yeah, with we don't know how many gunmen. And then again, of course, there were four people, as my count, wounded. There were two people that were trampled as people tried to get out of the gate. They were knocked down and just absolutely stomped on. One of them is in fair condition, getting better, but they'll live, which that's terrible when that sort of thing happens. But it's my understanding, and every ballpark, Kyle, having worked in the fire department for many years, every ballpark has an emergency evacuation plan.
Right.
Guess what?
What's that?
They didn't even use the plan because somehow or another, and there's reports about this. I've got two different reports from firefighters that were there that were working the fire marshal duty. One of them said there was a security guard who apparently had a scanner, and people were going, well, what's going on? What's going on? Why are they stopping the game? What's going on? Oh, there's shots fired out there. There might be a shooter loose. Boom. That's all it took, and away they went.
Well, exactly right.
Because that went through the crowd like wildfire.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Some, of course, looking for the exits. Others, some hunkering down in between the seats and so forth. But, yes, there was a panic, no doubt. And that's when you can also get a lot of people hurt. And in this case, as you said, two people appeared to
now,
be the trampled.
The second report I got was that this was a fan that heard this on their because everybody's got a cell phone, right?
Right.
And they right away, when they heard something was going on, the game was canceled because of an emergency situation, they urged everyone to be calm and politely go ahead for the exits. But they had a scanner on their phone. The other report was someone had a scanner on their phone, and they came out and said, oh, my God, there's a shooter on the loose in here, because that's what they were saying on the scanner to begin with, and that's the other part that could have happened. Maybe it was both of them, for all I know. But the fact of the matter is there weren't enough police there. There were about three times more security guards than there were police, and apparently the security didn't know what the emergency plan in place was. Now, I'm hearing that with later reports I've been hearing over the last couple of hours here. So this is unbelievable. They can never let something like this happen again.
That's true. Exactly right.
Yeah, because they blew it on this one. This is the Washington Metro Capitol, not Capitol Police, Metro Police Department. The security guards blew it. I would get rid of whoever that was working in there the next day. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back. That's the way we start the show tonight. If you got anything you want to opine about, you can give us a call.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All right, I think I will. And folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. You know, how many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Well, let's see, about six. Now, the truth of it is I know that there's millions of people out there, in fact, some say over 100 million people, struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older, or maybe it's from an injury of some sort. And that can do it, of course, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They, folks, are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, though, they've recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in this next year. Now, I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Still discounted to only $19.95, which is about $1 a day, to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Now you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out all the stuff that's on there. There's a little video tutorial if you want to look at that. You can also see the other products they have at relieffactor.com/captain. And you can order that 3-week quick start for $19.95. It's all it costs, $19.95 to get you started. relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Mike from Clearwater on the telephone line. We're going to go over there. Good morning, Mr. Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, two things. First of all, I'm kind of concerned because we're starting to see an uptick. Just a few days ago, I guess there was an incident where a policeman was shot, and then not too far before that, you know, you had a situation where the cop was shot. Now, last summer, I told you we can't let this take hold, but I believe that open season has been declared on law enforcement, and these men and women who go out there and put themselves in harm's way to make sure that you and I are safe are at the greatest level of danger, I feel, that they've ever been in, you know, since time began. It's really unnerving. It's really disturbing, and we got to stop that. And second of all, Kyle, isn't it funny how, you know, Facebook, which got the president elected because they banned President Trump, and they said all the Trump people are bad. And so now Biden tells them, well, you guys are killing people. You guys are promoting this misinformation about the vaccine. Well, there's the hypocrisy of Facebook. And I wonder how this is going to play out, Kyle, because, you know, Facebook and Joe Biden got along. But now I think you're starting to see a rift between the two. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. And I want to see what you think. Thank you.
All right. Well, Kyle, go ahead, and then I've got something to say.
Well, thanks so much, Mike. Yeah, the open season on police is a direct result of the demonization of police. It's there simply to be destabilizing.
When did that start?
Well, primarily the biggest effect we've seen was back during the riots after the George Floyd incident.
No. It started back with Barack Obama. Remember Ferguson?
Oh, yeah, Ferguson, and the police acted stupidly. Mm-hmm. He would talk about that kind of thing.
That's when it started.
Right, but with the George Floyd death, after that, that's when we really started to see a lot of this rhetoric come out, and it became sort of okay to be to say the most horrible things about police in general, not about police who cross the line or police that commit a crime or go beyond their authority, but all police, and that became this thing to do. So that's destabilizing, and that's what the left is trying to accomplish. And then in terms of Biden and Facebook, well, yeah, it's very interesting when they start to turn on each other in some way, shape, or form. And some of this, too, is scapegoating of Facebook because the Biden administration just can't get to the vaccination goals it talked about, and it sees these things happening. And so, yeah, Joe Biden, I guess the big question is, did he go off script when he went over to the reporter and said Facebook was killing people? Is that a Joe Biden moment, or is that the message they really want to get out there?
Okay, number one, that was a Joe Biden moment. Okay, that was a Joe Biden moment when he did that. I have no doubt in my mind. That's number one. Number two, he was complaining about Facebook allowing the posts that misrepresented information about the vaccines, which was causing the vaccines to not meet his quota and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. That's what my understanding of it is. And you won't believe who's on the telephone, so are you ready for this?
Who's that?
Here is the senior professor of politics from Indiana, and it would be Dan DeMann. Go for it.
Well, I think right now Biden's just trying to kick off what he perceives as a 12th conservative off of Facebook for not agreeing with him. So that's not a big deal. I'm telling you, Facebook will go ahead and they will tolerate whatever Biden says. But the people right now who are saying that on Facebook, they'll be gone by the end of the week. Second, I was once told that the definition of corruption is a change of loyalties. You know, it wasn't that many years ago you'd go to an NFL game or a college game and they'd pay tribute and homage to law enforcement.
Yep.
They don't do that anymore. Now it's all about Black Lives Matter, another corrupt organization. The NFL is corrupt as Black Lives Matter. And until we get this under control, Republicans are going to have to stand on their two feet and face this instead of being victims. Ronald Reagan never had it easy with the media. Neither did Donald Trump. You accept that and you fight them nose to nose, hand to hand.
Yep.
And until that day comes, then we're still where we've always been. We're never going to be on their good side. Whether it's social media, which I'll admit, both parties are still trying to figure that monster out.
We all are.
But yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But it's a new wrinkle, a huge canyon in, mm-hmm. in politics, especially on the federal level,
mm-hmm.
especially the House, Senate, and the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's until we can come and we grow a pair of gonads, they say that, when we become real men and women and we stand up to this instead of saying, well, we can't beat them, we can't get on the good side of media,
mm-hmm.
we can't get on the good side of social media. This is where we're going to stand. And I hope mm-hmm. if we do have a tsunami next off-year election and the Republicans win big, I hope they go in and they do something.
Do you remember?
I'm praying to God that we have super majorities in both
houses. Do you remember what Barack Obama complained about with this, all this Ferguson stuff and then Baltimore and then the way that thing moved along? Do you remember what he complained about? With the
I think it goes, yeah.
All right, let me remind you, because I didn't hear you say yep right off the bat and what it is. It was about the paramilitary equipment that they had that they were using. Well, they've outgunned and they've got these tanks. And you remember he called them tanks?
Right.
What a jerk. What a jerk.
I think it goes back even further. I think it goes back to like 2008, 2009. I think down your way, the Sanford case,
yep.
Trevor Martin. That's what really hit, and it just kind of built up into a crescendo. Kaepernick didn't help anything. You know, until we say, hey, listen, we're all in this boat together, mm-hmm. get with the program, then we're going nowhere.
Okay.
We're just
going
to see a slow slide to this.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm going to get back to Kyle now, and thanks very much for the call, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay, hopefully.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, Kyle, go ahead. We've got about a minute.
No, I appreciate what Dan was saying very much. And, you know, I think most people know that we're in the same boat. But unfortunately, we've had so many divisive voices, and we've had the media really complicit with stirring up people to just hate their neighbor and this kind of stuff. Normal, regular people, regardless of their skin color, they don't feel that way. But unfortunately, we've had a lot of this stir up, and it has created a terrible division. And I agree with Dan. Yeah, that's right. We've got to say we are in the same boat, because we are.
Well, when we come back from this break that we're about to take, I'm going to get up on my little soapbox, and I'm going to give about a 2 or 3 minute dissertation on exactly what the Democrats' plan is and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to do it. And, folks, you are not going to like what I'm going to say, but I don't really care because I've done a lot of research on this, and I know what I'm talking about. And you better beware and pay attention, because if you don't, shame on you. Shame on you. This country is under fire from all directions, not good ones either, trying to change, fundamentally transfer the ideas that this country was set up with. The fundamental transformation of America is underway, and we have to stop it. And Dan was right, and I know how we can do it. All we got to do is band together for once in our lifetime. All right, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And some guy in the radio is going to take us to break, so we'll let him do that. And we'll be back with more right after these words.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has grown to an area the size of Los Angeles. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon has scorched nearly 300,000 acres in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest. Fire officials say the blaze is 22% contained and has destroyed at least 67 homes. Authorities have expanded the mandatory evacuation zone around the blaze, more than 2,000 people now being told to get out. Firefighters say gusty winds have been hampering their efforts at containing the blaze. And Michigan's Mackinac Bridge was closed for several hours Sunday because of a bomb threat. Police closing the bridge linking the upper and lower peninsulas of the state after receiving a threat. An extensive search of the bridge found nothing, and it was reopened for traffic about 3 hours later. The Mackinac Bridge is the longest suspension bridge in the Western Hemisphere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yes, you are. Last night I had the honor and the privilege of being on the round table on Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, in hour number 3. We were on for the full hour and covered a lot of ground there, and thanks to Mark Walters for making that happen. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com, and when it comes to changing the game, Mike is right in the middle of it because he wants to let everybody know about his 6-piece towel set. Now, I've got one of these sets, and I just turned around and ordered another one. Can't wait till it shows up. Now, this set is made with USA cotton. That's right, made in America. And it's making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with 2 bath, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. For a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99. You save $70 on this deal with the promo code CAPTAIN. Remember, the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. And don't forget, all of the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials to see all the things that are there, including this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. You're going to find deep discounts and other MyPillow products there as well. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, product code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Fred in Sarasota on the line. I'm going to go right over there. Okay, good morning, Fred. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain, and thank you very much for a wonderful show. I'm 89 years old. I stand every morning with you and recite the pledge. But what I wanted to say on the phone here is two little things. Number one, in my mind, I liken the idea of what the Democrats are doing to the young generation to be very, very close to the 70s when we had a cult fad. People were joining cults and brainwashed and everything else going on. I wonder if you two would discuss that for a moment.
Go ahead.
And the other thing was this, and I don't know if this is the right place, but I got a MyPillow pillow.
Yeah.
And honestly, sir, I thought, you know, a lot of your hype was puffery. It's your advertisement, your sponsor. The pillow is better than what you say. I sleep so good, and I'm almost 90 years old, and I was not sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for allowing me on the show, and keep up the good work. We love you.
Thank you very much, Fred. We appreciate that, and I'm glad to hear that he had a great experience with the MyPillow. I mean, everybody I've talked to, it's above their expectations.
Oh, it certainly.
Mine, too, because I used to wake up with headaches.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I didn't sleep well. I got on my pillow, and it's much better. Don't have the stiff neck in the morning, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It really is something.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the 70s, but I'll go back to the 60s. The peace, love, and hippy-dippy generation, and smoking marijuana, and hashish, and acid, and all that stuff. Remember all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that transferred over into the from the 60s to the 70s. And then, of course, some of those people grew up and they had kids, and we wound up in the 80s. And now we've got some of the kids that are actually running the country. They're talking, you know, legalizing marijuana. Where have we heard that before?
Right.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And other drugs. They're talking about even now in your state, California, I hear that they want to go a few steps further with legalizing some of the drugs that are taboo.
Well, I that is true. And of course, it becomes this thing of, well, you know, it's not really that bad.
And
we're just going to, yeah. But unfortunately, we've seen the results.
Mind-altering drugs are not good for anybody. And I'll use that word again. I'll go slow so people understand it. Those of us from my generation get it. Mind-altering drugs never worked ever.
No, of course not. Of course not. And, you know, this idea of cultism, well, it does certainly seem to start to get there, because there's a certain point of view, a certain nomenclature, a certain vocabulary that has to be used. There's absolutely no room for any kind of dissent, especially you can't criticize Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Kamala Harris, this kind of thing. And if you do, you're going to be on the outs pretty fast.
Now, when is this recall again for Governor Newsom? Isn't it September the 14th?
September the 14th.
But in the meantime, you've got this mask deal again. They haven't locked anybody down, but I'm telling you, that's coming.
Well, L.A. County, that's right, as of last night, Saturday night, 11:59, which would have been 11:59 Saturday night, it became required indoors in L.A. County. They've had a big spike, of course, and mostly Delta variant, and so one is believing at this point that it's going to spread to surrounding counties, and if that doesn't make any difference, then yes, you would think lockdowns could be around the corner, or at least stay-at-home orders or recommendations, which also are going to play into this recall as well.
And by the way, they had 5 cases now from the Democrats that came to Washington, D.C. from Texas. Some of them, they're saying, have been vaccinated, and they've come down with this version of the variant. But here's the deal. I heard they had only had one shot, the ones that came down with it. The ones that have had 2 so far are okay. Now, one shot is not being vaccinated.
No, it's not. In fact, and it takes time. Even after the second shot, if you get in the two-shot series, it takes at least 2 weeks after that second shot to be considered fully vaccinated. Right.
Well, partially vaccinated, because you're not fully. And these people have been coming down with the variant. And, of course, Kamala Harris yesterday took a little trip to Walter Reed for a routine doctor's checkup. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, again, yeah, and I think her office was asked about this, but they hadn't immediately responded.
Well,
it certainly does. Maybe
very, very, very cumulus or curious timing, in my opinion.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah. Now, let me just get up on my little pedestal here for a minute. Democrats have tried and are still trying everything they can to convince Americans that a massive change in America is needed as they see it. Agreed?
Yep.
Lies, deception, the re-education of our youth. Nothing has worked to their satisfaction save election 2020, correct?
Right.
Now they've decided that revolution is the only way, but Democrats are now pushing for more or less a civil war with ideas and possibly even people on the street. Might sound strange, but how about Antifa? How about BLM? Are they out there painting light posts and repairing streets and whatnot? No, they're out there tearing everything up.
Of course, yes.
And they're out there to instill the fear of God into the Christian folks to say, look, it's our way or we'll tear everything apart, right?
That's right.
But the main reason is they believe that only by introducing enough death and bloodshed into the conflict, they'll get the people on their side to accomplish what they wanted for generations, and that is to disarm the people, because a lot of this that's going on involves guns.
Yeah, very much so.
And the Democrats, make no mistake about it, folks, want to disarm the people.
That's right.
Now, that's their highest priority. The left will never be able to dictate to Americans when Americans are armed. Never. And Democrats need to keep pushing the right until they break loose of their relative composure and give Democrats reason to step on their necks. If that proves sufficient, you can expect plenty of false flags with death and bloodshed again this summer.
Unfortunately so. That's right. Well, they're playing a long game on that. You know, they know that they feel they'll eventually get the guns.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, it's two different philosophies. It's one that says, look, I want a gun. Yeah. I've got a right to have a gun. Yeah. If you don't want a gun, don't have a gun.
Well, here's what the Democrats are up against. Probably the largest, most well-armed citizenry that ever existed, which is why Japan wouldn't come in here, nor Russia either. There are over 434 million guns owned by 72 million citizens in the USA. 20 million of them are AR-15s with 150 million magazines. Now, rounds of ammunition, probably in the trillions. It's just 10% of the gun owners decide to defend their God-given rights. That's an army of 7.2 million people with guns. So they will indeed be waking up to a sleeping giant, which again is why Japan and Russia said they're not going to come to America anytime soon.
Well, exactly right. And something else you said, Captain, was just right on the money, of course, and that is they understand. And those who want to make a radical change in this country internally, they understand that they can't do that if you have an armed citizenry.
Yeah, and do Democrats want civil war or revolution? They want anything they can to get power and keep it. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Kathy take us to break this time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're traveling the highways across America. We want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, that's Don and Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Of course, Don runs Stagecoach, and that is an outfit that Star Coaches, rather, and that's an outfit that does all of these different states. We call them stagecoaches in the business, the big tour buses with the fancy-dancy people on and all that stuff, the Prevost coaches. That's what they do. All right, well, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there. If you're not a member of the Drivers Club, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on us, the captain, from the Captain's America Third Watch, and join the Drivers Club. While you're there, you can do the kiosk right there. It's free. Doesn't cost you a cent. And by the way, all the fuel you buy, you'll get points for. All the food you buy, you'll get points for. All the supplies you buy in the trucker store, you'll get points for. And then you'll be able to use them to save you money on different purchases on down the line, everything but fuel, that is. But you'll be able to save it on purchases down the line or go to their catalog in the Drivers Club and see what's going on. They also have an RV club. In the meantime, here we go. And this one goes out to Mike in Clearwater.
We'll be right back.
Foreigner. And what's the name of that song?
Dirty White Boy.
Now, that doesn't mean anything bad or disrespectful. It's just a song with a title, and Mike wanted to hear something with an upbeat to it, and he got it.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's from 79, and that was from their album Head Games, which had other hits on it, too.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to play one of them here because we're going to do a Foreigner night tonight. Okay, let me read this, and then we'll turn to you. Multiple weather hazards are affecting the West, and these threats will likely continue through much of the week. Truckers need to pay attention. Elevated and critical fire weather conditions and isolated dry thunderstorms will be widespread, basically from California to Montana. Speaking of Montana, excessive heat will persist through mid to late week, and there is a very serious fire threat there. For God's sakes, don't throw any cigarettes out the window, matches, or anything flammable. You'll probably set everything on fire. Now, finally, in the Four Corners region, again, monsoonal heavy rainfall will be possible. And, of course, we've got some showers and some flooding around the middle Atlantic states as well as in the south. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We do have monsoonal moisture in Arizona, parts of New Mexico, also parts of California, Southern California. As well, if you're traveling up 395 through Ridgecrest tonight, you've got a chance of possible thunderstorms here and there. That's moved on out from where it was around the Barstow area, I believe, earlier in the evening along I-15. So be careful going up 395. Also, down in the southern Arizona, Tucson area, flash flood watch in that area as well. And as you mentioned, Captain, yes, the dry lightning is also very, very possible in many areas throughout the West. Fire weather warnings continuing through central all the way through northern California. And then also, as you mentioned, in Montana, excessive heat warning in basically the eastern part of the state. Now, the fire weather warnings also persist. This is going to be in the Butte area, also in the Missoula area as well. Then over near Spokane, Washington, we've also got a fire weather watch going on there. Southern Idaho, fire weather warning, fire weather watches there near Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Twin Falls, and Boise as a fire weather warning. As a matter of fact, Northern California into Southern Oregon, air quality alerts there because, again, we have the fires burning. And, of course, the fire near just north of Lake Tahoe, we understand, has also really begun to explode as well. Evacuations there for the Tamarack fire.
Okay, if you're coming out of Dallas-Fort Worth and you're taking the stagecoach route up to Amarillo, you're going to run into some flooding up around Wichita Falls, Texas. Now, the stagecoach route is the old U.S. 287 that runs up through there. It's almost like traveling an interstate highway to Amarillo out of Fort Worth. But we call it the stagecoach route. And then coming up out of Wichita Falls up into southern Oklahoma, just across the Texas border, we've got some flooded areas in there with some creeks that are up over the bank and a couple of streams and whatnot. So be advised, and that's been going on for about a week, and it doesn't get any better every time they have another storm go through there. Then up in the southeastern corner of Kansas, same thing. Got some flooding conditions there with the saturated earth that's there. Now, we've had in Tennessee, in the northwest, just north of the northwestern corner of Alabama, We've had some flooding up there with some storms that took place earlier today, and we've also got the creeks that are fixing to come up over their banks up in that area of Tennessee right now, which is just a little bit south and west of Nashville. So it's just a little bit west of 65 when you come up north. Coming up out of Huntsville, it'll be just over the line to the west of there, maybe about 20, 25 miles, so be advised of that. Now, moving on up the line, we've got a little bit of flooding up along Lake Michigan tonight. Nothing all that serious, but there are a couple of watches up there. Pretty much lakeshore flooding is what they're calling that right now, right along the shore. And then following Interstates 80 and 90 over to the east, things are looking pretty good tonight. Up in New England, though, we may have a few problems still from the rain that went sailing through there over the weekend in New Hampshire and Vermont. Again, the rivers are all up and the creeks are all up to just about near flood level if they aren't already there. And there is no more rain forecast for the immediate future. However, there could be some developing very soon with all the different fronts and the systems that are wailing around here and the way things are going on down in the Gulf of Mexico right now with these winds, Kyle, that keep bringing the thunderstorms over into Florida and then take them up into the panhandle. And some of them wind up in Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi and even over into Louisiana because the Gulf is quite a conducive environment for creating thunderstorms.
Well, exactly right, yes.
Yeah. But that's what we got right now, and that's what things are looking like, and that's not too bad to start the Monday picture off, but you want to pay close attention going out west, especially if we're up on I-90, I-94, you're going to end I-15 coming up through Montana up out of Utah, and I-84 coming across Idaho over into Fort Hood and down into the Hood River Valley, Fort Hood, Pendleton, and down into the Hood River Valley. So be advised of that. There's going to be a lot of things going on there that you want to pay close attention to. And that's the best that I can advise them. But in the meantime, Kyle, next time you take a trip, you're going where?
Pilot and Flying J.
And that's because you get the points on your card. You don't have to be a professional driver to get a card. You can be like one of my friends is, a route salesman. He's got a van. He delivers packages in a van to stores around Florida. And he joined the driver's club because he found out that even though he's not going to take 100 gallons at a time, he'll take 15 gallons every time he fills up. And he's finding out that he's starting to accumulate some points, and he's really liking it.
Very cool. Yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday Morning Edition. And there's some guy on the radio, I think he calls himself Kyle Warren, who wants to tell you where we're going next. So let's see what he has to say here. All righty.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.